Blog Talk Radio.
Hear me? Gotta check that first thing, because if you can't hear me, I got a call, and I gotta know if you can hear me or not. Hello? Is anybody home? Hello? Oh, thank you, Anne. Excellent, excellent, because without you guys telling me, I have no clue. I don't know. It sounds the same whether you can hear me or not. To me, it sounds the same, so I need you to tell me. So, excellent. I don't have to call in today, and it's always easier that way. Okay, we have some awesome music today. I love listening to it the first time. I love listening to it the second time. Now I get to hear it a third time, and you guys all have to stick with one unless you write it down to listen later. And I think you should, because this is really awesome, awesome music. And the first one we're going to start with... Do y'all remember the name Sissy Houston? Hello? Do y'all remember Sissy Houston? Are you listening to me? Is anybody home? Hello? Okay, I'm just going to go on then. I don't know if you're listening to me or not. I don't know if you can hear me or not. I'm just going to bull on through like a bull in a china shop. Sissy Houston was one of the backup singers for Elvis. And the voice on that woman, she could get higher than anybody else I could think of, except maybe Kathy. But anyway, it was just phenomenal to listen to her. And the first song we're going to have, it doesn't utilize her high soprano, but it's beautiful. This is Sissy Houston singing Without Him. John sent this morning.
Without God, I can do nothing. Without Him, I would fail. Without Him, my life would be rugged, y'all, just like a ship without a sail. Time of trouble, He's a doctor in my sick room. Then He's my bridge over deep water now. Oh, without God, I know I would fail. You see, with God, my life is sublime. Without Him, for me there's no peace of mind. And when my enemies beset me, who's right there to protect me?
I'm leaning, depending.
I'm speechless. You sit here and you think, okay, you got to say something. And it's like, what do you say after that, you know? Now, I know a lot of you realize this. Some of you may not know. Sissy Houston was Whitney Houston's mama. So now you know where Whitney got her voice. Yes. And, wow. I've never heard the two of them sing a duet, but wouldn't that be something? Something to look for, John. Yeah, you got it. Okay. A couple of things I want to say right up front, because we have some people that have been important in the music industry for one reason or another, or on the peripheral of the music industry. Yes, Elvis Cook, and I believe her last name was Cook, but Marion, she had surgery and was recovering with that, and then she got the flu. So they had to move her to a different facility, and as soon as she gets over the flu, she'll go back to the rehabilitation facility, but she is getting better. So we all just need to be praying for Marion, and yeah, she'll recover. She'll recover. She's a sweet lady. She really is. And I want to let everybody know, I mean, there's a lot of you that know by now, because I got it and posted it earlier, and it's been posted since then. James Burton, Elvis guitar player toward the latter part of his career, well, probably for a good portion of his career. Anyway, James fell on Thanksgiving Day and broke his hip. They had to do a hip replacement, so now he's trying to recover from that. The man only has one kidney, so that one kidney is working like frantically overtime trying to process all of the medications and things out of his body. So he needs our prayers. He needs our prayers because he needs a little extra help that, you know, imagine the pain. Imagine his body having to deal with one kidney and all of the medications and everything. His kidney's probably ready to have a fit. I mean, you know. So we want to keep that from happening. All right. So everybody, let's pray for James Burton and Marion. And yes, it's a Sunday show, guys. So I'm going to do that right now. So why don't y'all just slow down a little bit here and close your eyes and focus, so that we can send our prayers out for Marion and James. All right? Okay. Dear Lord, our Father, right now we would like to bring before you sweet, dear old lady Marion and a fantastic guitar player, which, you know, filled a good part of his life. But James, they both need your help, your healing hand, your touch of your merest finger, and they will be healed and well. They need your help doing that, Lord, because they are weak right now. One because of illness, one because of injury, and surgery for both of them, and it's not an easy thing to recover from that, especially if you're ill. So, Lord, we pray that you will touch them. You will send your healing power, which can be quick as the twinkling of an eye, and cure them 100%. We pray, Lord, that you will touch them with your healing. Do it in the best way that will send your message to those around them. In other words, it's the same thing as Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not our will, Lord, but your will. We want them healed in the twinkling of an eye. We want them up and running around 100%. You might have another plan. It's up to you, Lord. Your will be done. But we do pray for their healing. We know you will heal them. We want it done to the best advantage of all of those around them, to show them your power and your blessings, Lord. Touch them, Lord. And let them know that you are there with them holding them up and guiding them through. Lord, in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, we pray for this. We thank you for its completion. We pray that you will keep all of us under your wing and protection. Amen. All right, everybody. I feel better. I hope you feel better. Right now, we're going to play a song by the Deep River Boys. Where John found them, I don't know, but it's a wonderful thing he did. This is great. This song is called Adam Never Had a Mummy. It doesn't say mommy, it's mummy. Right? I don't know what it says, but it says mummy. So here we go with the Deep River Boys.
I heard the old folks talking around my house the other night about Adam in the scriptures long ago. Now the lady folks, they abused him, said they knowed it wasn't right. And of course the men folks, they all said that so. Now I felt sorry for Mr. Adam, and I felt like butting in, 'cause I know more than they do all about what made Adam sin. For Adam never had no mommy, or to take him on her knee, to teach him right from wrong and show him things he ought to see. I know down in my heart that he left that apple be. But Adam never had no dear old mommy. Adam never had no childhood round the old low cabin door. He never had no good old southern life. He started in a great big grown-up man, and what is more, he never had the right kind of a wife. Now just suppose he'd had a mommy when that tempting did begin, and she had come and told him, son, don't you eat that, it's a sin. But Adam never had no mommy for to take him on her knee, to teach him right from wrong and show him things he ought to see. I know down in my heart that he'd let that apple be. But Adam never had no dear old
There you go. And that is from a while ago. The picture on the front of the album is dated. But hey, you know, I love it. I think it's cool. I love the harmonies. It was mellow. And it made you think a little bit. You know, Adam never had a mummy. He never had anybody teach him right from wrong except for God. And he blew that. Yeah, that was Eve's fault. Boy, us women can be wicked, can't we? That's sad. Okay, we need to redouble our efforts, girls, to not be like that. Do not be like Eve, okay? Don't lead your man down the wrong path. You got to love him, and you got to treat him right, and you got to lead him in a good way, okay? Don't be bossy. Don't be smarty pants. You can do it without doing that, all right? Be sweet and nice and gentle and loving. That's what we're supposed to be. That doesn't always work, but hey, you know, we're supposed to try, okay? All right, here is the Blackwood Brothers Quartet, okay? I get that? Blackwood Brothers. You realize that J.D. was a member of Blackwood Brothers at one point. Okay, so here is When He Reached Down His Hand for Me.
Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and vile as could be. But my Savior in love reached way down. I made him my choice, and he told me that I could be free. I will lean on his arm, safe, secure from all harm. Down his hand for me.
When he reached down his hand for me. When he reached way down for me.
Just thinking when I was listening to JD hit that bottom note, the way his vocal cords were vibrating, you just hear it. You know, if you got a guitar string that loose, it wouldn't make any sound. that's like the bottom key on the piano, man. Wow. That man's voice never ceases to amaze me. Well, you know it's true. I mean, you get a guitar string loose enough to sing that low note, and you wouldn't hear nothing because it'd be too loose. It wouldn't twang. So that's what guitar strings do, you know. They twang. Oh, mommy. Okay. Sister Rosetta. We got to go to Sister Rosetta. There's just no other choice. We got to do this. This is kind of a cool song. John sent this morning as well. It says, "What are they doing in heaven?"
I'm thinking. Whom I to know who lived down here in this old world, and they suffered. Oh yes, they did. In this broken up world, below, but their misery's eased, and they're gone. I know my God has received it. They've gone up to heaven. I just want to know. They're all done away with now. They haven't happiness and joy. I can see them now where peace.
Sudden the weather report just popped up all over my screen. Hard to pick a song when you can't see it. Wait a minute, what are you doing there? All right, guys, I like that. She is unique unto herself. And that woman plays her own guitar. Now that is pretty special for back in the 40s. Wow. She just amazes me. Totally amazes me. All right. It's time for a little bit of pick-me-up before we go back to quiet and calm. We don't want everything to be quiet and calm. Take my word for it. And here we go with a duet by Mickey Gilley and Jerry Lee Lewis. I'll Fly Away.
Some glad morning when this life is over, brother, I'll fly away to a land where joy will never end. I am going to fly away. I'm saying it out.
That's where they ended it. I guess they were having too much fun. They couldn't stand it anymore. I don't know. It just sounded good. But yeah, I just, when I saw that, when I saw Jerry Lee Lewis and Mickey Gilley, it's like, and they're both piano players. I had to. So I did. Even with an abrupt cutoff. They ran out of tape or something. I don't know, but that's all right. Okay. Now it's back to temporary sanity. And we only want it to be temporary because it's no fun. The music is fun, but the sanity part, you know, you want to go get that, make that temporary. Okay, anyway, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Sue knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. Sue knows what I'm talking about.
Sometimes I'm not sure.
Don't admit it. Golly. Burst my bubble, girl. Hey, all right. Anyway, I'm sitting here going, who can I blame it on? Who can I blame it on?
Yeah.
It must be Elvis' fault. He can't answer me, so it must be his fault. Whatever. Jiminy Christmas. All right, anyway. Yeah, it's Jiminy Cricket's fault. There we go. That'll work. You know, get somebody else in the game besides Carl Perkins all the time. That guy must be getting loaded down. Anyway,
The
Alversons, they're, is it four or five gals, sisters, and they're doing No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus. You know what? That reminded me of the old way we used to sing stuff in church. You know, it was, yes, we had solos and everything, but a lot of times it was duos and trios because nobody wanted to be up there in front of everybody by themselves. They were, you know, they were just members of the congregation wanting to sing a special, praise God. But that's what it reminded me of. Of when I was a child, and you'd see like three people get up out of the congregation and walk to the front and up the steps and get ready and sing their piece. And that's what that style reminds me of, because it was always a piano accompaniment. I mean, when I was growing up, we didn't have anything, we didn't have drums and guitars in church. It was always just a piano. We didn't even have an organ. It was a piano. There you go. And it was a baby grand. How that happened, I don't know, but it was always there. But that's what that song reminded me of, is listening to specials when I was a child. That was really kind of cool. All right, I'm going to inject one in here in between songs that John sent, just because I brought up a song by the Kelly family that John sent me this morning, and this one popped up with it by Vince Gill. And this is Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Let there be
You know, some songs shouldn't be left to only be played at Christmas time. You know, that's one of them. That one should be played periodically all year long because it's such a nice reminder of how things are supposed to be, how we should be policing ourselves to add to the peace and not take away. Yeah. All right, and now said I satisfied that craving to play that song. So here's the Kelly family. John sent me this song this morning. It's called Peace on Earth.
On a cold winter's night in December, a baby was born, and church bells are ringing forever. Glory to God, peace on earth coming from heaven. Peace on earth, don't be afraid. These are the days of hope. This is the truth we
family is always good to listen to. They always sound beautiful. Of course, when you're a family, you can do that because you can rehearse all the time. Take my word for it. It does happen. How about some Elvis? Would you like that or should I just skip it?
Sure. No, we need to skip it now.
Oh, you don't want me to skip it. All right.
It's time for Elvis.
Okay. Here's one that John sent me this morning. And it is take 1, 3, 4, and 2. And that's how they listed it. 1, 3, 4, and 2. I am going to try and figure that one out. There is no God but God.
Okay, might get lucky, fellas.
Everything you made me, you made you. There'll be no plan.
Singing with me. Okay.
Sometimes him or one of the guys jumps in and does something really dingy. I don't want to miss that. So, so anyway, here is another Sister Rosetta song. I know we just can't live without that. So we've got Shine for Jesus, Sister Rosetta style.
When the clouds are hanging low,
shine, shine, shine,
and you know not where to go,
shine for Jesus.
Take your burden to the Lord. You can take him at his word. Sing and pray every day and shine. Shine when troubles shake you. Shine. Every day, there's a crown awaiting.
Shine
when foes assail you.
Shine
when troubles fail you. Keep your eyes on Jesus and shine, shine, shine.
Wonderful. That was an ending. There you go. All right. My day has been made.
That was good. It was good.
That was excellent. All right. She gets you up and bopping and you're singing in the aisles and all that stuff, and then she ends it that way. Oh, perfect. 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 I love it. Okay. Now I can come down off my chair and... This is the Blackwood Brothers again, kids, but it's J.D. And listen to how they introduce this one. This is funny, funny, funny. The name of the song is He Means All the World to Me.
Now we always like to try to answer requests from the audience wherever we sing. And here tonight someone handed in a request. I haven't read it. Let's see. It says, would you please... feature your fine bass singer, J.D. Sumner, singing some real low bass tonight. Signed, J.D. Sumner. Well, I guess that's one way to get on the program.
It's about the only way.
J.D. wrote this song, too. And it does feature him. Most of his songs do, you know. This one's a little more than some of the rest of them, perhaps. It's a great new song entitled, He Means All the World to Me.
Yeah.
Coming out congratulating him. That's rather something. One bass singer complimenting another.
No, when I said bless its heart, I thought it was the baby crying. It was Big Chief.
Sometimes they really slapped it into each other. It was funny. All right.
Yeah.
I love it. He hit the basement 3 times in that song. Oh, yeah. That just kind of, I find myself sitting here and I start sinking down and swooping down to help him hit the low note. Like
yeah,
no,
right? I did that too.
Because you just find yourself, you find yourself with your chin in your lap trying to help him hit those low notes. And
yeah.
Like it matters. I mean, he can't, he don't see it, don't help him whatsoever. But hey, you know, we feel like we're helping him. So that's how we do it. All right. Okay, I've got one by Life Breakthrough. And they never say who's singing it. So you never really know, okay? It's just the Life Breakthrough Christian music. And this one is called Thank You for Everything I Have.
In the morning, I thank you for the breath that I have, the new strength, take good hold, your light on my path.
I love it. And this song will follow that song perfectly. And it's Elvis' favorite hymn, How Great Thou Art. Says, and it never hurts us to sing that sometimes, you know, or to hear someone sing it. That's a very good hymn to keep close to your heart, because it reminds you where everything comes from. And it isn't us. We don't make a tree. We don't make a rock. We can make a lake, but we can't make the water. Well, maybe we can make the water nowadays. I don't want to think about it. Anyway, you know, there are a lot of things that God does that we can't do. We need to remember that. We do. We need to remember that. All right, I'm going to play another song that John sent by Marilla Ness. Yes, Marilla Ness. She, well, if my computer will cooperate, one letter, just one letter, and it freaks out. So let's see if I can make it happy. All right, I did. I made it happy. So here is Marilla Ness singing This Is Holy Ground.
This
She does have a nice alto. It's nice. All right. Time to pick her up for the last few minutes. Golden Gate Quartet, Down by the Riverside. And it is one of my favorite songs. So.
I'm going to lay down my burden.
Well, down by the riverside.
Down by the riverside.
Down by the riverside.
I'm going to lay down my burden.
Well,
down by the riverside. Steady, won't no more, no more.
Well, there ain't one
steady, won't no more.
Well, there ain't one
steady, won't no more.
Well, there ain't one
steady, won't no more.
Down by the riverside,
going to try on my long white robe.
Well, down
by the riverside to study one no more, no more.
Well, I'm gonna lay down the sword and shield, no more time on the battlefield. Stick my sword in the golden sand, down by the river I will stand. Then I'll shine up the golden armor, no more fighting in this land. Ain't gonna study one no more.
All right, how about another Elvis song? I think we can handle that, don't you? I'm going to walk them golden stairs.
Yeah, also WW0382, take two.
A little different than y'all, otherwise I'll just blend right in.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rolling.
Because the last song I want to play is 4 minutes, and it's Million Dollar Quartet. So I don't really want to cut them short. So I'm going to say thank you right now for joining me for the show today. I had a great time. This was some great music we heard today. I hope you all loved it because it is fantastic music. And you can find it on YouTube. So if there's anything you liked especially, go looking, because you can listen to it as often as you want to, you know. And it's, I want y'all to take care of yourselves. Now, Tuesday, we are going to have an all Elvis show, all right? Except the last song. I haven't decided what the last song will be.
We'll That's the one I'm going to sing.
Huh? What? What? Are you going to sing? Are you going to sing, huh, Sue? Are you going to sing? Yeah, right. When you know where Breeze is over, maybe. Okay. Okay. Anyway, yes. Maybe
everybody
a trip and a half.
Run.
I don't think that would be the reaction, honey. But I ain't gonna say what I think because I haven't ever heard you sing. If I had heard you sing, I probably would say something. But I never heard you sing, so I'm not gonna say nothing. You know yourself. I mean, you know, I don't have to say nothing. But honey, if you ever get brave enough and you want to sing, you know I'm gonna let you. You'll be sorry, but I'm going to let you.
Yeah, I'll be sorry, all right. God.
Oh, Lord. Okay, guys. Hey, so join us on Tuesday for an all Elvis show. You don't want to miss that. You really don't. Tell everybody. I'm going to post it in the same groups I always post it in, but, you know, if everybody who liked my posts would come and listen to the show, we'd probably have about 100 people listening. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Twist a few thumbs. See what you can do, okay? And I'm gonna say that on the post, too, is that if everybody who likes this would come and listen, we'd have a great time. We have a good time anyway, so whether you come or not. Anyway, Tuesday, all Elvis. In the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well. Be happy. And be safe. And let God lead you. Share your smile with everybody because somebody out there needs it. And you never know what it might do. It could work magic. So here is $1 Million Quartet. Just a little talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Fairer than a little light from heaven filled my soul. Then he made my heart in love, and I wrote my name above. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right. Let's have a little talk with Jesus. I tell him all about it. Troubles, he will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer why. Well, when you will feel a little fire turning, and you will know a little fire burning, you will find a little talk where Jesus makes it right. Oh, and you may have doubts and fears, your eyes be filled with tears. Oh, now my Jesus is a friend who watches day and night.
Yeah.
Well, he wrote my name above, and he made my heart in love. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna
make it right.
Jesus gonna make it right. Jesus gonna make it right. a turning in the hand. I know a little fire is a burning.
Have a little talk with my Jesus. Gonna make it right. Make it right.
There you go, everybody. Good night. I'll see y'all on Tuesday.